We started here a week ago with the Paulson plan. It was simple. Give them the keys to the Treasury and suspend all the laws. The
administration has come with a proposal that, to me, reminds me of roulette. And they're challenging us to just take the bullets.
Once again, shouting the battle cry of freedom. We will rally it from the hillside. We will gather from the plain.
Now, Madam Speaker, fundamentally, there's something wrong with the way we are proceeding. The arguments use fear to build confidence. We're on an artificial deadline, rushing to judgment, and fearful we can't get there in time.
Like the Iraq War and the Patriot Act, this bill is fueled by fear and hinges on haste. So much is missing. There is no requirement that Wall Street pay a dime.
They made an investment. They took a risk. It didn't turn out well.
The AP poll shows 8 in 10 Americans worry the financial crisis will hit them directly. Despite that, 45% are opposed to the government bailout.
$700 billion is a lot of money.
The largest corporate bailout in American history forever changes the relationship between government and the financial sector.
Madam Speaker, the Constitution of the United States is present to protect Main Street.
We had individuals who were drunk. The regulators were the bartenders who continued to pour the drink, didn't stop him from drinking. And now he was drunk. He got on the main thoroughfare and had an accident. The accident crowned the highway.
We're looking at a symptom.
It's a highway, but we have our pension funds.
And we're looking at the collapsing of a market that was unstable. It was unstable because of the way it came about.
It's a highway, but we have our car loans and our mortgages.
It came about because of the monopoly control of money and credit by the Federal Reserve System, and that is a natural consequence of what happens when a Federal Reserve System creates too much credit.
The entire bill that they voted on today is actually debt.
And it's failed. We go right to your reaction to the vote in the House in Bloomington, Indiana. Good morning. Good afternoon, rather.
Hello, my name is Justin Morrison, and I'm calling from Bloomington, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And I oppose this bill along with Ron Paul and all of his other supporters.
And I heard the lady say it again on your show just now, that us common Americans don't get it. I heard Feinstein say that last night. I heard your guest say it just now. I heard your two guests in the last couple of days saying the same thing. That we just don't understand.
The people on top have never had it so good. For the first 7 years of Bush's tenure, the wealthiest 400 individuals in our country saw a $670 billion increase in their wealth.
Congress is being dishonest.
My job is not to get things passed in the House. My job is to get things passed in the Senate. I want to take this time to express my appreciation to my counterpart, Senator McConnell.
For my part, I came to the Senate floor and put down a firm marker. If Congress was going to help companies that got us into this mess, then executives at those companies would play by our rules.
This is not a bailout for Wall Street. It's a bailout for our country. You know, the questions that we should ask, does this bill strengthen America? And it does.
The tone that brought us to this vote this afternoon gets set by the leadership. And if that tone is working in the right direction, a lot of good things can happen.
And that is that we're going to fundamentally change the focus of the economic policy. We're going to focus on the middle class, because it's when the middle class is growing, the economy grows and everybody does well. Not just focus on the wealthy.
One of the messages that I have to Congress is get this done. Democrats, Republicans, step up to the plate, get it done.
I put it on hold last week to fight for a rescue plan that puts you and your economic security and your family and working Americans first.